fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
A cold, rain-soaked wind swept down from mountains to the west and beat against every tent and clapboard shack in the new boom town of Medicine Hat in Indian Territory. Overnight, the single street of this raw prairie town had been churned into a swimming ooze by wheels and hoofs, freighters, trappers, floaters, soldiers, and hundreds of railroad construction workers were in Medicine Hat because it was the latest railhead of the Santa Fe. The scene wasn't new. It had happened before countless times. Wherever the railroad construction crew established a base, a new boom town was born. Saloons and gambling tents appeared almost by magic. In most cases, there was very little law except guns and bare fists. But in Medicine Hat, there was David Sawyer. He was young in years, but old in the ways of fighting men. Dave shook the water from his raincoat and stomped into the sidetracked freight car that served as a telegraph office.
Hello, Penn.
Hi, Dave. Wait a minute till I finish taking this message that's coming in.
Sure thing.
Well, this is news.
Yeah? What is it?
That was the operator at Cactus Junction clearing the track for a special that's coming down tonight. And this is a special.
What do you mean, Pat?
Locomotive and private car carrying J.C. Higgins, general superintendent. Guess the big boss wants to look over the new end of track.
Higgins, huh? Well, he couldn't have picked a worse night to come down here.
Why? How are things stacking up outside?
Not so good.
I don't mean the weather.
Neither do I. Webb Nixon's got his gambling tent going full blast. That means trouble sooner or later. Maybe sooner.
Sure, it's happened before. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one thing to be thankful for.
What's that?
I'm glad you're the town marshal and not me.
Yeah, we are sort of sitting on a keg of powder. Nixon will do his best to stir up a ruckus between his hard case dealers and the track workers. That means a blow off and plenty of lost time for the railroad.
Sure. Ain't that what Webb Nixon tried to do all the time? Slow up construction? I hear he's got plenty of money on the line, betting we'll never lay track to Santa Fe.
Yeah, and that's just one of his bets.
What do you mean? Wait a minute, Dave. Something's coming in over the line.
More news from headquarters?
No. Wait till I acknowledge it. This is from Fort Worth. And it's for the gent we were just talking about.
Webb Nixon?
Yeah. Say, I guess as long as you're the law in town, it'll be all right for me to
sure,
read this thing.
Sure, sure, read it to me. The more I can find out about Mr. Nixon, the better.
Nothing much to it, Dave. That is, nothing we don't already know. It says, Higgins, General Superintendent, is on his way. See what you can do. It's signed, Judd Pemberthy. Never heard of him.
No, Pemberthy's the land shark that sold a bunch of worthless prairie lots 100 miles from the right-of-way up in Kansas.
Oh, sure, I remember. Guess he and Webb Nixon are paired up now.
Well, they always have been. That's the trouble.
Shall I deliver this telegram, Marshal?
Sure. You'll find Nixon up at the big tent, dealing a crooked game of faro, like as not.
Yeah? Well, I'm not going to trail clear up there till the rain lets up. Besides, I got to wait here for the work train to come down. Left Cactus Junction over an hour ago.
Is the work train ahead of the special?
Yeah.
Oh, Helen.
Miss Beale.
Hello, boys. I know it's bad luck to keep an umbrella open like this indoors, but I...
Here, let me help you.
Thank you, David. I brought your lunch, Mr. McGovern.
Where?
Sandwiches, a jug of hot coffee, and half a dozen fresh donuts that I just finished making.
Hot coffee and fresh donuts. Oh, you're an angel, Miss Ellen, that's what you are. Tramping clear over here in the rain just to bring an old brass pounder his lunch.
The Beals boarding house is a home away from home. That's my motto.
Taste one of these donuts, Marshal, just like my old mother used to try to make.
There. What better reward does a cook need?
She needs some extra help. Running a boarding house, cleaning, cooking, and baking every day is too much for just one young lady.
I have a Chinese cook and a woman to help with the washing. The only jobs I do alone are special ones, like making donuts.
And don't ever change, Miss Ellen. Please don't.
You wouldn't want me to disappoint good boarders like Pat McGovern, would you, Marshal?
No, it isn't that. I was just suggesting you need more help, that's all. It's too big a job for you,
Ellen. All right. You've convinced me. I do need extra help, especially tonight, because I'm still baking donuts. And I need someone to lift the heavy kettles for me.
There you are, Marshal. Opened your mouth once too often and talked yourself right into a job.
I didn't mean
you
that.
You insisted that I needed extra help. How about volunteering?
All right. I don't know the first thing about making donuts, but I'm willing to learn.
Fine. Come on back to the house and we'll go to work.
Say, Dave, you and Miss Ellen ain't going very far, and you got that big umbrella. Do you mind loaning me a raincoat for a little while? I'll have to deliver Webb Nixon's telegram.
Why, sure, Pat. You're welcome to the coat. Here you are. I'll pick it up later.
Thanks.
Come on, Ellen.
Meanwhile, a few miles east of Medicine Hat, the Lone Ranger and Tonto pulled their horses to a halt on the rain-soaked trail.
The rain's slacked off, Tonto. Give the horses a little rest. We're not far from Medicine Hat now. The trail's good from here on in.
Akima Sabi.
Yes?
Me not Sabi why we make long ride. 2 day ago, me get letter at post office in Fort Worth. You read it, we break camp. Ride plenty fast ever since.
Sorry I haven't had time to explain it, Tonto. That letter was from Mr. Higgins, General Superintendent of the Santa Fe Railroad. I've known him for several years. The railroad is laying track through here to the town of Santa Fe in New Mexico Territory.
And me see fella make track for iron horse.
That's right. You've also seen the boom towns that spring up, wherever the construction crews make their headquarters. Gunmen and gamblers follow those boom towns, generally cause trouble. Mr. Higgins wrote that he was worried. He's afraid that fights or any kind of trouble between track workers and townsmen might keep the railroad from reaching Santa Fe in the time the government has ordered.
Him think maybe that happened in town of Medicine Hat?
Might. He wants us to be near enough to help in case anything should happen.
There lawman, Medicine Hat?
Yes, there is. A marshal named David Sawyer. Never met him, but he has a good reputation. Well, ready, Tonto?
Come on, Silver. Come on, scout.
The
It was only a short time later, and the rain was barely a drizzle, when an engine whistle announced the work train's arrival on the main track beside the Medicine Hat telegraph station.
Hi there, engineer!
Yeah? How are you, McGovern?
Oh, I'm all right. You'll have to back up enough cars onto the Y to clear the switch at the end of the spur.
What's the idea?
High brass is rolling tonight. Special coming in with Higgins himself. And you know he'll want his private car in here next to the telegraph office.
All right, Pat. Anything you say.
What have you fellas been doing? You should have pulled in an hour ago.
Oh, this rain is washing away the roadbed. A couple of fields between here and the junction are the next thing to suit. Had a brakeman walking ahead of us for about a mile to be sure track was still there.
Tough luck. I'll put that in my report to the dispatch as soon as I get back. Go ahead and switch your cars.
Get back? Where are you going?
Well, you ought to know I do everything but stoke engines around here. Right now, I'm going to deliver a telegram over to Nixon's gambling tent.
All right. See you later. Say, ain't that raincoat just a mite too big for you, Pat?
Yeah, it belongs to the town marshal. I just bought it.
Better ground hits the horses here at the edge of town, Tonto. Uh-huh. We better stay away from those lights at the other end of the street.
Where we find Lawman?
I don't know, Kemosabe. Mr. Higgins said that the town marshal is generally in or around the telegraph station. We'll try there first.
Meantime, Webb Nixon, operator of the Boomtown's largest gambling tent, waited anxiously for Digger Platt, one of his most efficient gunmen. And while he waited, the tall, heavy-voiced gambler served as the tent's chief spieler.
Right this way, gents, right over here. This is the place where you buck the tiger with an even chance to win. Monte, faro, blackjack, poker, and roulette. They're all inside, gents, and every game is fair and square. Try your luck. Try your luck. Step right inside the big tent.
Hey, Webb.
Digger, where you been?
Doing the chore you sent me to do.
Take you all this time to do it?
I spotted the lawman. That's what you want, ain't it?
He saw you, the town marshal?
Who else?
Where's he now?
He just left the telegraph office, and he's headed this way. I can take one of the boys. We can put the badge toter in the middle.
Good. If anything will blow this town up, that ought to do it.
Sure, all the track monkey will start yelling, and there won't be any law to help
out. That's when our boys move in.
Yeah.
Well, don't stand here thinking about it. Sawyer's headed this way. Get the job done. And hurry.
Don't worry. That law dog's as good as dead right now.
Me not find lawman telegraph office. Oh, where we look now?
Most of the gambling tents are at the other end of the street. That's where the crowd is. Maybe Sawyer's up there. They'll walk in that direction, but keep out of sight.
And me think that... Kemosabe.
What is it, Toto?
Look, center street. One fella walk alone. See two other fellas behind them. Then pull guns. Shoot.
Gun trap, Toto. That man in the street doesn't have a chance unless we help him. Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. Webb Nixon's gunmen were taken completely by surprise when their murder plot was upset suddenly by gunfire they hadn't expected.
Look, somebody's sighting the law dog. The critter's wearing a mask.
There's a redskin with him.
Burn him down!
Now that all your kettles are off the stove, Ellen, I think I'll have just one more donut before
Dave, listen. What's that? Sounds like...
gunfire. It's over on Main Street.
Do you think...
Wait here. I'll be right back.
Dave, I...
Wait here.
Oh, I'm hit. Slug through my shoulder.
That's enough, fellow. Man lying in the street. See how serious he is first.
Reach, gunslinger. I've got you covered. I'll keep him up and turn around. What the? Mask.
Glad to see that badge you're wearing, Marshal. You must be Dave Sawyer.
Yeah, but knowing my name isn't going to help you any.
Give him a copy.
What is it, Tonto?
Me pick up, fella. Him stop bullet. Still alive. Not know how bad him hurt.
Why, that man the Indian is carrying is Pat McGovern.
You know him, Marshal?
Why, sure. He's the brass pounder for the railroad.
Two men tried to kill him. Otto and I came up just as it happened.
Well, then you two must have run off the gun slicks that... Now, wait a minute. How do I know that you didn't do it?
You don't, Marshal. But there isn't time to argue about it. Unless you want to forget about the mob that's heading this way.
Webb Nixon's gun hands. Yeah, this is what I was afraid of. Now if the railroad workmen pitch in, the town will bust wide open.
Not if there's nothing to fight about. Quick, where can I take this injured man?
Why, I... Well, he and I live at the same boarding house.
Where's that?
Ellen Beale's place. Next street over, third house on the left.
Good. I'll carry him, Tonto. You stay here. The marshal may need some help.
That's all right. I can hold him.
Now, wait a minute. What's the idea? What are you trying to do?
Save your friend's life, if it can be saved. Meet me where we left the horses, Tonto.
Well, I'll be... A minute ago, I was holding a gun on that outlaw, but Fast talked me into...
No. Him not outlaw. Him friend.
I don't know. Cards are stacking up mighty fast, and I'm not sure who's dealing. But I do know what's moving this way. You going to side me, Injun? I hope so.
Nothing to be afraid of, Miss Beals. This man has been injured. I understand he lives here,
Why, it's Pat McGovern.
That's right. Do you mind if I bring him inside?
Oh, by all means.
Where can I put him?
Over there, on the couch.
Good. Now, where's the nearest doctor?
Dr. Hughes lives on the other side of the tracks. He may not be home.
I'll get him. In the meantime, heat some water. He'll probably need it. Fill up one of those iron kettles over there.
Oh, no,
and then...
I can't use those. They're full of grease. I've been frying donuts in deep fat.
Oh, I see.
I always set the kettles over there on the table to cool until the grease hardens. Cooking fat is a scarce article in a town like this. Don't worry. I can heat water in these.
Good.
Dave, I wonder...
You mean Dave Sawyer, the town marshal?
Yes.
He's all right. At least he was a few moments ago. There's still quite an argument going on over on Main Street.
Dave was afraid of that. Trouble between the railroad workers and the gamblers. If they ever start fighting...
We'll try to prevent that. I'll do what you can for the injured man. I'll send the doctor.
Wait. Tell me who you are.
Adios.
I guess they're not coming up this far, Injun. We'll go down and meet them.
You heard of that. Set the marshal's been killed.
When the next horse wagon done, it's the tackman that's done it.
That's your right. Man's life isn't safe in this town. Not a drunken railroad monkey. Here comes some of them now.
What's that you're saying, Nixon?
You heard me.
Yeah. And so did the boys who were right behind me. None of us bushwhacked alarming. But if to fight you buckles...
Why, you dirty...
Just a minute, Webb.
What's the mercy?
Wally, you'd better keep your guns in leather. If there's any more shooting done around here, I'll do it. And you, Henderson, keep your track workers quiet.
None of us wanted any trouble, Marshal. But this Nixon hombre said...
I know. I heard the whole thing. Regardless of what's been said or done, there isn't going to be any fight. I get that through your heads, all of you. Take your men off the street, Henderson. You too, Nixon.
All right, boys. We'll side the law, no matter what happens. The Marshal says leave, we leave.
Come on.
Gambled the fellas plenty bad. Better you keep eye open.
Yeah, but those kind of hombres need a lot of watching. Come on. Let's see whether your masked friend took Pat over to the boarding house.
With you? Who's he? Things have been happening so fast tonight.
Don't worry about the Indian. I don't know his name, but he's proved to be a good friend.
The gunfire. Was it a fight?
Nothing serious so far. Webb Nixon and his gang trying to stir up the track men. Pat McGovern was shot.
I know. A masked man brought him home, then went after Dr. Hughes. The doctor just left. Pat's going to be all right. He's in the bedroom now.
Oh, good. Thank heaven he's alive. Hello, Pat.
Dave.
Ellen, you take good care of Pat. I'm going over to the telegraph office and see if the special gets in without a hitch. What's that?
The Indian who came with you. He just walked out. Of all the... Who is he, Dave?
I wish I knew. He and that masked man have helped me out twice tonight. Yeah, I'd feel a lot better if they were still here.
Marshall in house now, too.
Good.
Lawman plenty worried. Wounded fellas, a special train come in tonight. Marshall think maybe gamblers make trouble again.
They will if they can. Well, I've trailed Webb Nixon. He and some of his men headed for a little tent back of the big gambling tent. Let's go up there. We can't be seen in the dark.
Telling you, I talked to the engineer on the work train. I was down to the tracks looking for a sawbone to patch up the shoulder line with a Al-Hoot plug.
Well, never mind that. What did the engineer say?
A special run. A locomotive and a private car with J.C. Higgins himself on board. It's due in here any time now. I tell you, Webb, we can...
Oh, wait a minute. That work train that's on the siding. Isn't there a lot of flat cars loaded with iron rails?
Yeah.
Round up the boys, all of them. We get down there and wait till the special starts to pull in. Then we can open the throttle on the work train.
And let it head onto the main line, straight for the special.
That's the general idea. What do you think of it?
Sure, it'll work all right. But suppose some of those railroad track men are hanging around the station.
They can't hold back a locomotive and cars loaded with iron. We can hold them back with lead. All right, come on, let's get going.
Did you hear that, Toto? We've got to stop them some way.
Gambler fella have big gang.
I know, but we've got to prevent the train wreck they planned.
Man, horse move plenty hard to stop it.
That's the trouble. Unless we can keep that work train from moving onto the main line, it'll... Wait a minute. The girl at the boarding house was frying donuts tonight. If we can only... Come on, Toto.
You're not savvy.
I'll explain it later. Right now, there's no time to lose.
Dave isn't here. He's gone over to the railroad station.
I'll see him there. In the meantime, I want to borrow those three iron kettles full of grease.
The iron kettles?
They should be cool by now. May we have them? It's very important.
Why, yes, I suppose you may. But I can't understand
Good.
Why...
There'll be time enough for questions later. Grab one of them, Toto. I'll take the others.
Get it here. That's it.
Thank you, Miss Ellen. I'll see if the kettles are returned. Come on, Toto.
Well, wait a minute.
There was a large crowd of railroad workers at the station to greet the special train of Mr. Higgins, the general superintendent. The whistle announcing its arrival was heard a few moments later. And it wasn't until then that Marshal Dave Sawyer noted some men climbing aboard a sidetracked work train nearby. He realized instantly what was happening. Webb Nixon and his men were going to move the heavily loaded work train off the siding. It would roll toward the main track and crash headlong into the special. He shouted a warning, but it was too late.
Stop it! Stop that train! Keep it back, boys! Use your guns! Henderson! Can't you stop that train?
Not a chance, Marshal. Once he stands her own, besides, we can't get near it with all those guns mixed thrown lead.
Exactly that moment, a miracle seemed to take place. The powerful work train suddenly stopped moving forward. Its big driving wheels spun on the rails.
What happened?
She's lost her legs. Must have hit a puddle of grease.
Yeah, but how?
Don't ask me. The engine wheels can't get traction, that's all. And those budgets have stopped shooting, too. Can't figure that out.
Drop your hands, all of you. The first man to argue about it, the Flint.
Why, you...
I guess one lesson wasn't enough for you.
Marshal, look. There's a masked outlaw over there holding every one of Nixon's gunmen under a cold drop.
Yeah, I see.
Who in thunderation is it?
I wish I could answer that question. The truth is, I don't know any more about him now than when he first showed up tonight.
First showed up? You mean he's been around before?
Well, if he hadn't been around, I don't think either you or I would be here.
Here comes the special.
Good. Tell Mr. Higgins I'll be back to see him as soon as I finish putting a few crooks in jail.
Isn't it wonderful, Dave, the way everything turned out?
Yeah. Mr. Higgins congratulated me. He says there's been less trouble here in Medicine Hat than any other end of track town since they've been building the Santa Fe.
Oh, I'm so glad. And he's right. You are the best marshal a town ever had, Dave.
Yeah, sure. As long as I've got a lot of help. Masked men, Indians...
And don't forget the kettles of deep fat I donated. I was too dumb to know it was happening, but I'll claim some of the credit anyway.
Who else but that man in the mask would ever think of putting grease on the rails so the work train would lose traction?
It worked out the way they wanted it to. But the worst part is, they both disappeared.
Yeah, I know. I looked all over town. Yeah. I don't know who they were, but I do know I'll always be thankful I met a masked man and an Indian.
I'm through there.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.